Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Captain Pahazi with the Pella Police Department discussing a breaking incident that happened, a child dying after being hit by a truck last night. First of all, Captain Hazi, that's the initial details. You sent a press release out initially. What do we know about the incident? Give our listeners an overview of what happened, at least what we know right now based on your preliminary investigation.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Yes, first and foremost, we just are... Our hearts go out, thoughts and prayers to the family involved in this. The loss of a child is something that is devastating to that family, and we just really, express our condolences for the family and the challenges that they are going through right now. Last night at about 5:30 p.m., the Pella Police Department was notified of an accident involving a Ford F-150 pickup truck and a child that had been hit. Upon further investigation, we found that the child was sledding on a hill and had entered the roadway, and at that time was struck by the truck. The 5-year-old child was taken to Pella Regional Health Center, where she was pronounced deceased shortly after the arrival there at Pella Regional.
Well, and I know right now you're not quite ready to release any kind of names or any kind of details as it relates to the family or anyone who was involved, but the understanding is that the child was a student at Pella Community Schools, and the school district is aware. So if parents are hearing this and they know their child will be going to school on Monday, it sounds like the school is working on resources. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't want to speak for the school, but it is my understanding the school has made plans for assistance to those classmate members, those people in the school district that might know the child and the family as well.
As this investigation unfolds, these kinds of things can take time, right? And I know that people want to know right now, but I suppose the question I'm trying to posit here is more details potentially to come here. Obviously a very tragic event, but the Pella Police Department, as you said, is investigating.
That's the biggest thing, is that this is a very tragic event for this family, for the individual driving the truck, for the first responders that responded to this scene. So it is certainly a challenge. We're very thankful for the assistance from the State Patrol and from the Pella Community Ambulance as well for the assistance out there at the scene yesterday, and as well as the assistance of the community members that have supported this incident as well. As with any investigation, they do take time, so we just ask people to be patient. But as of right now, we have officers that are working the investigation along with the Iowa State Patrol as well.
That's Captain Paul Hazy with the Pella Police Department joining us regarding the incident that happened in the Fountain View area last night. Appreciate your time, Captain, and I know we'll have more to discuss later. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Andrew.